I'm CJ Baumgartner, and we do this once a month. We talk with Kim Daly of Wadena County 4-H, and she chats with us about everything that's going on with the organization. Hey, Kim, good morning. Great to have you in with us.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Yeah, so what have you been up to? I mean, the weather has been just amazing over the last month.
Yes, it's been up and down and all around, and we're excited to see the sun. We've got a lot of things happening in 4-H. It just kicked into high gear overnight. We've got dog training started up this Monday night. It happens every Monday night at the 4-H building. We've got horse practices going on outside now, Mondays and Thursdays. Archery practice starts next week for our shooting sports members. We've got just all sorts of things to get ready for the fair, to get their exhibits ready and get their livestock ready for shows.
Yeah, and a whole bunch of stuff coming up. Do you kind of see it in the kids and with the volunteers and everybody that, like, it's go time. We're ready to get moving.
Yes, absolutely. It is. It's go time. And our office has been blessed with a new assistant, a support staff, so that's wonderful. And we also have some part-time help to get us ready for the fair. So I went from being all alone to having all sorts of people helping me out, and it's been fantastic. So
awesome, awesome to hear. And so for the people listening, what kind of goes into what you guys are doing right now up until kind of the next month and a half when you get ready for the Wadena County Fair?
So we currently have 248 young people enrolled in 4-H. Probably 20 to 25 of them are brand new.
Wow.
So we walk them through the fair. We'll have an open house where the families are welcome to come to the fairgrounds and kind of walk through the process before the actual fair, so they're more comfortable with it. We've got adults, volunteers, leaders, support staff, everybody just ramping up. Right now, families are registering for the exhibits they want to bring to the fair.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we had nearly 2,000 exhibits registered.
Wow.
And we get about 70 to 80% of them actually show up. So it's okay to be a little overly eager. And then all of the families will get their stuff ready. They'll come in on judging day. They'll bring their animals in the day before the fair starts. And then we'll hold our livestock shows during the fair. And the public is welcome to join us at those.
All right. Awesome. And so as you guys are getting ready kind of in the month of May, what are some things that you have coming up or some things that you want people to know about for Wadena County 4-H?
Sure. We actually have something brand new this summer. We are trying to reach a different diverse audience. So we're having a little musical at the fair, and it's co-sponsored with Wadena County 4-H and the Mad Hatters Community Theater and the Minnesota Association for Children's Mental Health. So we're holding auditions on Saturday, May 12th. At 2 o'clock at the 4-H building, and it's called A Fidgety Fairy Tale. So it's just a brief, less than 15-minute musical, and it focuses on an area of mental health, but it presents it in a relatable way. So we're looking for young actors and singers and helpers and stage hands and everything to make this production happen.
Sure. And that's a really cool idea and something you guys are bringing in. Where did this idea come from, and kind of how did the ball get rolling on that?
So last winter, I was awarded a fellowship with the Minnesota LEND, which is Learning and Education in Neurodiversity and Development. And I also received a grant from the Minnesota Association for Children's Mental Health to perform one of these musicals. So they provide funds to help with stagehands and getting the set up and any other costs related to it. And it just seemed, I have a personal passion for mental health, so it just seemed like a perfect fit for my fellowship and for this grant, and to reach out to the Mad Hatters because they do fantastic things in the community, and we love to partner with people in the community. So I know we've got some thespians out there. Whether you're in 4-H or not, you're welcome to come audition. And we're going to hold probably 6 to 8 performances during the fair, and we're going to have multiple actors for each role, so you don't have to be there every single time.
Sure. And so is there anything else, Kim, that you want to let us know about for Wadena County 4-H?
Oh, absolutely. We have a poultry camp coming up. Our second session is June 3rd at the Livestock Arena on the fairgrounds. Even if you didn't make it to the first session, you're welcome to join this one. You just have to call me or email me. And the office number is 631-7623. So that session will help you get your bird ready for show. We'll teach you how to wash it and groom it and present it and hold it. And we've got, like I said, a bunch of new families coming in. We're going to have our cake decorating contest again during the fair, and that's open to any 4-H member who has a passion for that. And we invite the community to join us because we'll be sampling the cakes afterwards.
I'm all for that.
Yeah,
all
exactly.
for the cake sampling.
Yes. Last year we had 11 cakes and we had some very happy customers afterwards. So you're welcome to join us. We also have a great announcement. The number of members of the community have gotten together and formed a new nonprofit organization called the Friends of Wadena County Youth. And their first project is to renovate the 4-H building.
Wow. 4-H
building was built in the early to mid 80s. I remember. I was a kid when that happened. I was in 4-H. And hasn't really been updated since. So we're looking at some overhauls for the bathrooms and the kitchen and make it a little more user-friendly and actually insulate the entire building so it's usable year-round.
Sure.
So it's going to be quite an undertaking, but we've got some great partners here. The Chamber's partnered with us and the Knob Hill Sportsman's Club and a number of other great organizations. So we're going to try to make that happen this fall.
And, you know, there's just a whole bunch of stuff going on. Like you said, the renovations there, the plays, and of course, just the lead up to the Wadena County Fair in just over a month here. There's a lot of stuff going on with Wadena County 4-H, Kim. It's awesome to hear. And if somebody's listening out there who wants to get involved as a volunteer, or maybe somebody who wants to, you know, like my kid really needs to be involved in this, who can they reach out to? How can they get involved?
Absolutely. Easiest way is to call me at the extension office. Again, the number is 631-7623. You can stop by. We're in the building with the highway department over on Harry Rich Drive. We do have a Facebook page, Wadena County 4-H, or I have an email address. It's waltz0130@umn.edu. Number of ways to reach out to me. Find anybody wearing a 4-H t-shirt and they'll direct you to me.
All right, awesome. We're talking with Kim Daly of Wadena County 4-H. She joins us on the first Thursday of every month to talk about what's going on with the organization and a lot of really fun, really cool stuff happening. Kim, it's great to hear, and we look forward to chatting with you again next month as we get closer to the Wadena County Fair.
Thanks, CJ.
That's Kim Daly of Wadena County 4-H. If you missed any part of this interview, you can go on to our website, wadenaradio.com, or the KWAD Facebook page to find the full interview.